Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside.fm allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I'm Josh and not joined by Alex once again. So here it is, a complete, I guess, rebranding of the podcast. This podcast did, in fact, start out as a Knicks and Nets podcast. Now, Alex has stepped away from the podcast for at least right now. He might return, but I'm really excited because this benefits me as it becomes a full New York Knicks podcast. So that's going to be all we're talking about is Knicks basketball, baby. And I'm hyped. I'm very excited. And that leads me to, wait, so what is going on here? Josh, you're the only one? No, I'm not. Tobias came on last week, did a great job, in the hosting, the co-host seat, filling in for Alex. And I asked him if he wanted to be co-host for full time, at least for the moment. He agreed. So, Toby, I put you in a spot where it was kind of hard to say no. You didn't say no, so I appreciate that. Yeah. And thank you for kind of just taking the opportunity to join me. Welcome. So I can say I'm Josh and joined by my co-host, Tobias. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, you know. I was good. I wasn't good up until last night, but I'm good again, so... Yeah.
That's how you got to start it out. So what you mean is before last night's victory against the Milwaukee Bucks, as you're probably listening either on Sunday when this episode is released or later, we're recording this Saturday night. The Knicks came up victorious against the Milwaukee Bucks. A wonderful victory. Went on a run, scored, what was it, 20 in a row points-wise. Came back from being down 40 to 19, I want to say, and ended up beating the Bucks 113-98. But before that, they lost two games in a row. The Knicks' defense was nowhere to be found. The Tom Thibodeau system that we saw all last season was gone. So you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I also want to break up how we were not hitting the three ball, because right now, when we're winning games, we're hitting the three. And if we're not winning games, then we're not hitting the three. And it really correlates, and I think it might be a problem in the future. Because if you go back to the Hawks series in the playoffs last year, we were not shooting the ball particularly well, and that's why we lost the game. But then we started shooting the ball more. I think we need to put someone like RJ Barrett into the spotlight and really let him shine with his shot creation. And let's segue that right into RJ Barrett, because he has been a beast these past five games. He's averaged like...
I got it. I'll read it and then you can go right back. Ready? So last five games, 25 points per game, 5.8 rebounds per game, 51.7% field goal percentage, and 50% behind the arc, which is great on 6.4 attempts per game as well. And Toby, I have to mention it. So we're in a fantasy basketball league through school together. I think there's about 12 people in the league.
No, it's 10. It's 10.
Is it 10?
Yeah, and I got the last pick, of course, you know.
They had well, so here's the deal. I actually, he wanted RJ Barrett in the draft. I was before him. I pick RJ Barrett.
I was a little bit upset. I have to admit, I was a little bit
upset. You were very... I could hear you on the FaceTime. You don't have to deny it. Oh, this is so painful to say on a Knicks podcast, too. I sound like a really unloyal fan.
All right, let me just say, he dropped R.J. Barrett, okay? He dropped R.J. Barrett. And then the next game, I picked up R.J. Barrett. I put, like, 10 fab into him or something. You know what I mean? Because I wanted R.J. Barrett. The next game, drops the 52 points. Not 52 points. He dropped 52 fantasy points. And I've been hounding this guy, talking about, oh, still happy you dropped R.J. Barrett.
Mind you, this has been every single night of this run that Barrett has gone on. So 5 games, that means 5 texts every night that this has happened, saying, like, thank you so much for R.J. Barrett, thank you. And I mean, it's hilarious. But, you know, I'm so salty at this point for dropping him. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, like, he dropped R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett dropped, like, 15 points, and then he dropped him, right? The next 2 games, he dropped 27 and 52. And it just really brings joy into my heart that I get to forcefully remove R.J. Barrett from him and then pick him up. You know, it's just really sweet.
Yeah, you know, really, really great. I appreciate that you like that, Tobias. Really amazing. Right now, his season rank is 57, and I will go through those stats. So I think I dropped him. He had one bad game. I don't know why I dropped him after one bad game, but 15 points in one game. Then after that point, after Toby picked him up, 27, 52, 33, 31, and 30.
I mean, he's been a cool 30 for me, and it was just a drop. Like, let's just say that. Let's just say it.
And it was a dub pickup. It was a W pickup, so yeah. Good for you. Good for you. So do you want to talk about those 2 games? Do you have, like, any thoughts on the ones in between, the Raptors, the Pacers?
I think I want to talk about Julius Randle's performance in those 2 games. Because in those 2 games, aside from, what, the first quarter of the Raptors where he dropped almost 20 points, he's been really non-existent for us. He hasn't been the player that we need him to be. He hasn't been that 25 a game, 10 rebounds a game. You know, he wasn't that player those nights, and it really hurt us because we lost the games almost because of it. Yeah, I mean, if he, like, the team is built around that we don't need him to produce as much as he did last year, but we still need him to produce, and he just didn't do it. Against the Pacers game, he was over 2 from 3. He didn't shoot the ball 3 enough, and he didn't hit it at all. So that was a big problem that game. Raptors, again, he was better, but aside from that 20-point first quarter, he really didn't do anything at all.
He had 2 points after that first quarter. Yeah. Although in the Pacers game, Toby, I'm going to, you know, that's what the podcast is about. I'm going to interject and I'm going to just say I disagree with you with that. You know, he definitely helped us lose the game, to say the least. He didn't score over 20 points, but he did have a double-double. He put up 18, got 14 rebounds. So that's the only one where I'm like, eh.
I mean, I understand that, but I think he's cool for 10 rebounds a game. Like, that's like, but 10 rebounds a game for him, they aren't like so influential rebounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but he did look good.
No. If you look at a player like Mitchell Robinson or Nerlens Noel, they get offensive boards, and that's what helps us win games. Not the defensive board where they take a 3 and you get a free board almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I completely get you. I want to say that as much as we're talking about how he didn't look Julius Randle in the last 2 or the 2 games before the Bucks, in the Bucks game, that's when I saw Julius Randle. Man dropped 32.
32, 12,
and 4. Overscored Giannis. Mm-hmm. Overscored Giannis, let's be honest.
Yep.
Oh, that rhymed. Ooh, that was good.
Yeah, he had a great game that game. I mean, he's been really solid for us most of this year. Aside from like a three, four game stretch, he's been solid, you know? And the thing about Randall is he doesn't need, like, now we don't need him to score 20 for us to win games. We don't need it anymore. We just need him to draw the double team in, kick the ball out, hit the 3. We win the game. It's almost that simple.
We talked about Randall. Oh, go ahead. You got something?
I mean, I was going to segue, too. I was going to segue, too. Do you think Randall, at the end of the season, will still be our number one scorer on the team, or do you think Barrett can become the number one scorer?
Oh, you're really hyping up R.J. Barrett. Honestly, can I see Derrick Rose being our top scorer? Am I crazy for saying that?
That's way too crazy. No offense, but I love Derrick Rose, right?
Well, because my segue was going to be, speaking of, you know, someone who carried us to victory, Derrick Rose nailing down shot after shot last night in a row.
That was good. It was good.
Yeah. 23 on the night. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. It was really good, and he like when we were down that 20 points, he was the one who pulled us out of that deficit. I think he was the one who brought us back into the game, and then we Randall and RJ just took the rest from there.
But you were going back to that point of what you were saying with the Randall, who could be our top scorer at the end of the season, saying if Derrick Rose is too much of a reach, fine. I do not think it goes to Barrett, though. I do think we still see Julius Randle as the top scorer.
You think so?
Yeah. What about you?
It definitely could be fair. I mean, I think later in the year, because RJ Barrett is going to go on a run for a little bit, I think. But I think later in the year, the defenses of the other opponents might shift to shutting RJ Barrett down more often. And that might be that, like, if they do that, then I think Randall will again become the top scorer like he did last year. But RJ Barrett, man, he's really made strides in his game. Like, every single year he's been in the league, you can see him improving. From his first year, where he didn't shoot the ball well, he didn't create opportunities, to last year, where he started to do that, and this year he's really fully blooming as a talent in the NBA. I think it's great to watch him.
And we've seen the return, I think it was the last two games, I want to say, of Nerland Samwell. He's come back from injury.
It's been great, yeah.
In the first game against the Pacers, nothing too crazy, but 13 rebounds against the Bucks. I know everyone really had a good game, right? You can shout out anyone here.
Yeah, you can.
But I know he's a center. I get all of that. But 13 rebounds, that's great. That's great. And also, he had 6 points there. He got a nice alley-oop. Man jumped over Giannis. You saw, I know you were watching that.
It was good. It was good. And I want to say, his rebounds were clutch, too. They were offensive boards. They weren't just defensive boards. You know, that's what I'm trying to say, that empty rebound stat.
Second chance points.
Exactly. That right there is what wins you games, second chance points.
So, also what happened last night, the Nets played. Now, no one really cares about the Nets. You shouldn't be listening to this podcast anymore about the Nets, right? We're not giving you that coverage.
Yeah.
But we will update you on this. Although they won, James Harden had one of the most idiotic plays I've seen ever. Man had a brain fart live. Mm-hmm. So he was walking back. You know, he lost the ball walking back, I guess just waiting for the ball to go out of bounds. Maybe he thought it was going to be a half-court violation.
He must have thought half-court violation. I don't understand it.
I have no idea why. Ball's rolling, and they're playing the Pistons. I don't know who it was exactly. Pistons guy picks it up, dribbles easily, dunk. Boom. Like,
and Harden didn't play defense after the fact either. He just let him go to the
rim. No, he let him. I mean, he was done after that point. The funny part is they cut to Steve Nash after that, and he was confused, even his own head coach. But you know, it's James Harden. The players control the Nets. Now, I know Knicks fans are, you know, really upset that we didn't sign Irving, really upset we didn't sign Durant, didn't get Harden. But honestly, the players control that team. That's the only thing that's different there. Everyone's under the Thibodeau system with the Knicks. The Nets, Durant, Kyrie, Harden, Steve Nash is the coach. Steve Nash doesn't do anything, though. That's the thing. The players control that team, and that's why I'd rather be a Knicks fan right now.
Honestly, at this point, I think I'd rather not have signed them, because the way our team has bloomed into this young talent, and they're on a clock, and if they don't win a championship in the next 2-3 years, it's over for them. You know what I mean? Durant's going to be gone. Harden's going to be gone, you know? Like, if they don't win a championship soon, they're not going to win a championship for the next 20 years.
And due to them having to, you know, have all this cap, right, that they had to use on these three players, all of their young talent is gone. Either on other teams due to they had to let them go because they didn't have the money, or they traded to get them away to get these players. So that's something to think about as well. They have no young talent right now. We had Quentin Grimes. We had Miles McBride, come off the bench, our first-round picks, with, 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter? That's how deep our team is. First-round picks coming off the bench with 2 minutes left. That's also because Tom Thibodeau doesn't like to empty his bench that much. He likes his starters to go the whole game. But that just shows how much depth this team has. And those are two good players.
Yeah. I agree. Do you wanna talk about, do the Knicks need one more player?
I just put that in there because I saw the article. I was like, do I mention it? Are they? I mean, I think we talked about it over the offseason. Or like I was seeing people talk about it over the offseason. We signed Kemba. We signed Evan Fournier. But, you know, those are just two, like, good additions. But do we still need that one superstar? Everyone still says it. You're right. Randall isn't that one superstar. Do we still need that one superstar? I'm going to answer the question first. I don't think so. And you can go.
I mean, I think it's too early to tell. I think at the trade deadline, if we're not top four, top five in the East, then we have to trade for a new superstar. But if we are top five, I think we leave the team the way it is and have the players get better rather than trade away the young players just for a superstar and not see them progress.
Here's the thing, right? I think maybe I trust him too much, but with what Tom Thibodeau did last season, I trust him too much, I think, to, you know, kind of rebound this team. It was two tough losses. It was two bad, you know, poor defensive games. Yeah. And the fourth quarter, I don't understand, but like when we've had the leads, we've choked with these leads. We didn't do it against Milwaukee, so that's a good sign looking forward. But I think Tom Thibodeau could turn this team around. It's been 9 games. It's only been 9 games. We're 6-3. We're on the positive side. We're not 500 or below that. So we're living up to expectations at this point. And as long as we keep doing that, it's all good. Do you want to go to our wrong predictions now? Because we predicted both of us the Knicks to lose to the Bucks, but beat the Raptors and Pacers.
Yeah. So we were both obviously very off in those predictions because we blew out the Bucks and almost got beat by 10 in the Pacers and Raptors game.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, looking back at it, I think the Raptors was the Raptors are a better team than I think I gave them credit for. But we should have won the Pacers game. I'm very upset about that one. And obviously, I'm happy about the Bucks game.
Is there anything you want to do just before we go to our next five? Because obviously, that's kind of marking the end of the episode. Is there any other points you want to hit off?
Give me a second. Do you want to talk about, I saw somewhere that the NBA is using a new ball this year, or not a new ball. Never mind. I'm not gonna talk about that. Let's talk about the foul troubles with Harden and Trae Young. How they're not getting calls that I think they should be getting.
Are you talking about which ones on the three where they're leaning in now that the NBA is not calling that?
I think I think even when they're getting jumped into, players like Trae Young, they just have bounty on their head right now. They're not going to get those calls ever because the refs see them as this player who's tried to revolutionize that play.
Yeah.
And they're like, even if it's a clear foul, I don't think the refs will give them to him. And I think it's a problem, and I think it's affecting Harden and Young's game. And Harden has not been good this year because of it.
Now, do we care about that, though?
I'm happy, obviously, about it. only problem is both these guys are on my fantasy team. So I want them to produce a little bit more, but you know, I think I'm happy about this rule change, but I think they need to change it with, I'm happy about this rule change, but I think if they did this, then they need to also change it so that when they're on an open court, a 5-on-3 rush or something, and they give them a foul.
Yeah.
I think they need to change that rule. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think the one player that we have that kind of comes close to what their game style is Emmanuel Quickley. Now, funny enough, he did have a little shaky towards the end from behind the three-point line and has been so far this season.
Yeah.
His three-point percentage is not good. I want to see if I can pull it up by the time.
It's bad. It's 20 or 5 or 30.
Let's see if I can get it. But anyway, he just hasn't been good behind the line, and he's the one player that I would say kind of correlates to what their game is, meaning Harden. Yeah. But besides that, we really have no one like that on the Knicks, so it doesn't really affect our team, which I'm fine with. Going to his three-point percentage, it's 0.226, which
26% from the field. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's really bad, especially from a player like Quickley, who you just expect him to almost only shoot the three. You need him to you need him to get that number up. Another point I want to bring up was wait a minute, give me a second. I had it and then I lost it. Here, you talk about something and I'll remember it.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I'm actually trying to, because 226 sounds weird to me. I know they normally go 3% Yeah. You're right, though. It's 22.6%. Yeah. So last season, he had 38.9%. So, I mean, it wasn't...
Expected him to go up.
Yeah. So that's a problem. Obviously, hopefully he fixes it.
I think he will.
And he goes from there. Mitchell Robinson, from what we've seen from him, it's been pretty good. I think we do have like a towering duo between Robinson and Noel, so I think it's looking good right now. We got Gibson off the bench,
the third player. Yeah, it's really good. Our center depth is, I think, one of the best in the league.
Four centers. This team has depth. Jericho Sims came in late in that game too. We saw him a lot in the preseason, and he was playing well. So we got Taj Gibson. Well, in no particular order. Yeah, Taj Gibson. Nerlens Noel, Mitchell Robinson, and Jericho Sims. If I were to label those 1-4, I think it's what we've seen so far. Mitchell Robinson, Nerlens Noel, Taj Gibson, and Jericho Sims. Although I could see Sims hopping over Gibson if Thibodeau gives him more time, because Gibson's obviously getting older as Sims is kind of getting more into the league.
Mm-hmm. The thing I wanted to mention was I watching games, I really love Kemba Walker. Like, the way he plays defense, and he is willing to sacrifice his body to take a charge, you know, that really is like the spirit of a leader, and it's something we really need on this team, and I think it's amazing for us, especially at the bargain that we got him for, playing him very little compared to what Lonzo, who some people said we should sign him, and we signed Kemba for much, much cheaper. I think it's a great, great how this whole offseason turned out for us.
All right, you ready for the picks?
Yeah, you want to go first, or no, we'll just do team by team.
Well, I'd just like to mention, like I think we said already, if not, I'll just mention right now, Knicks play the Cavaliers tomorrow night. That wasn't our five from last episode. Yes. So we both had the Cavs losing to the New York Knicks, so we'll let you know if our prediction's right next episode. And then we got our next five, and we'll go through that right now. So I will start first
so
game.
Far, let's mention what our records are so far. So we're both, 1-3?
Ooh,
so
I
far,
should, I should put that down.
I think we're both 1-3. Yeah, right.
Yes. I don't think we had any. Well, didn't I say we'd beat the Bucks? No, I think we both, right? Because we're both the NBA champions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so now we'll start it off with the 76ers. What do you think?
So I think they win. I do. I know it's on, you know, in Philly's court, and they are right now the top of the Eastern Conference standings, 7-2, and they've beaten some tough opponents. So I'd like to hear what you got to say.
Yeah, and I want to say I think they lose to the Sixers. They've beaten some really tough opponents. They haven't lost since they played us. They beat the Hawks. They beat the Blazers. They beat the Bulls. They beat the Bulls very convincingly, in fact. They've beaten almost every team convincingly so far, and they've been on a really good run. I think it's been really good for them, and I think they're going to be able to pull it out against us.
Well, so just listen to this for 1 second, right? We beat the Bulls.
Yep.
Really close, right? It almost came down to what that Zach LaVine 104-103, and we almost lost that game due to our poor defense, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I think it was a 1-point game. We had that game in hand and then kind of let them come back. The Sixers also beat the Bulls
by 5.
Very close game as well. So I think I think it's going to be a close game, right? You think it's going to be a close game?
I think it's going to be a close game.
They end up losing.
I think if you look at them also, I think they beat the Hawks by almost 30, by the way. So that's like a tough loss for the Hawks and a very good win for the Sixers. And they also beat the Trailblazers by 10 points. Even though Dame hasn't really looked by himself, Trailblazers are still a good team. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten some good wins down the stretch, and it's going to be a tough game against the Sixers.
So on to the next one. We got the sorry, did I cut you off? You wanted
I was going to say the next one anyway. You got it.
Okay. I think we just go flip-flop. So like you did the 76ers, I'll do the Bucks, and then you go to the next one. Bucks on our home court once again. We see them a week later from when we played them, not I think to the day, right? But it's the following week. We play them on Wednesday, we play them on Friday, whatever. Still at the Garden. Again, different opinions. So I like it. We're kind of mixing it up. They're still the NBA champions, and I don't want to just rank the Knicks too high. So I think they come back, they snipe the victory, meaning the Bucks, and we've split 1-1 so far in this season series against the Bucks.
I think it's the opposite. I think we beat the Bucks. We're at home. We have this amazing Garden crowd that has been so hyped up since forever, and we beat them handily. We beat them by 20. Like, that is a game where it's like, wow, we are better than the Bucks, and I think we could beat the Bucks again. All right, you want to move on? All
right, that's you, Toby, remember?
Yep. So the Hornets, I think we might lose to the Hornets just because, I don't know, I feel like we might lose to the Hornets.
to like a bad baddest team, you could say that.
So yeah, I think to a bad team almost. The Hornets, they've been in some close games. They took the Celtics to OT. You know, they beat the Nets. Pretty good game. They beat the Pacers too. You lost to the Pacers. You know, they beat the Trailblazers. They've beaten some good teams. They've fallen to the Warriors. I mean, some of these losses you can't really put on them, but I feel like...
Well, they did get blown out by 30 last night, but...
I don't know what you're talking about. I think they can beat... I think it's a toss-up game. I think they can beat us. You obviously don't think so, but...
I have a win for the Knicks. I do. Although, I don't think we have anyone that can guard LaMelo besides Kemba.
Or maybe IQ. Maybe.
Maybe, but it's like LaMelo's a really good. He gets your defenders like off their game. So that's definitely could be a slip up there. Pacers, Knicks, home court once again.
I think we have to win. I think we both agree that we have to win that game.
And got to get them back for what they did. The pain.
I want to mention I'm going to that game, so I have to predict the win, because if we don't win, I'm going to be very upset.
That would be bad. That would be bad. So then, I took yours.
Then the Magic. Again, we both think the Magic, I mean, the Magic are not a good team. We shouldn't have lost to them at all. And we're going to beat them again, I think. So they haven't won a game since they played us. So
Again, we gotta get them back for what they've done, basically.
Couple revenge games there.
Couple revenge games. I can't believe that we are one of their two wins. They are 2-8 right now, second to last in the West. And all right, so there's our predictions. Obviously, we will keep them in this little Google Doc that we have going on here, and then go through them and let you know our records next episode. Toby, you good to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm good to wrap it up.
All right.
I think we've talked about almost everything we need to talk about. RJ Barrett has been really good for me. So thank you.
Here's editing Josh kind of just intervening. I'm about to say my Twitter handle. I kind of cut it in there. Basically, we just made a Twitter, of course, after the episode. So please go follow it. Really appreciate it. It is at TCTNS official. At TCTNS official. The city that never sleeps, TCTNS. All the TCTNS and the O are all capitalized, and then official is just lowercase. But just before that, we have a Twitter, so please go follow us there, TCTNS official. And then I just wrap up the rest of it. My Twitter is at Joshola29 if you want to follow me. I tweet out every time there is a new episode out. But if you also want to find out when our new episodes are out, have your notifications on for any podcasting site that you use to listen to our podcast, and then it'll notify you when the episode is out. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, again, wherever you listen. 5 stars, though, if you can, on Apple Podcasts, and write a review, even if you want to do that as well. Compliment how amazing we are. Or if you hate us, which I really hope you don't, but if you do, I guess let us know. That would be kind of sad, though. But we appreciate it. Bing bong. And bing bong. I love that, man. I love that. That's like our theme now. Although I did hear, did you hear on the MSG postgame show, the host of that did it really weird?
Oh, no, I don't watch the postgame show. I'm not going to lie.
Here, you ready? I'll play it for you. Here we go. I got to cue it up. I think she was like, bing bong. Here we go. I was like, no. It's like, you gotta do it one way, and only, like, the way the guy did it is amazing.
Yeah, the actual video is really, really funny. Yeah.
The actual video is hilarious, and the guy before him going like, you know, it's really funny. But anyway, before we do any more nonsense, again, thank you for listening to the City That Never Sleeps podcast. We will see you for another episode next time.
We'll see you next Sunday.
Let's go Knicks.
Go Knicks.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.